Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply renewable energy. Renewable energy. Think of all the energy sources on the planet. There's coal, natural gas, oil, electricity, solar, wind, nuclear, and the list goes on. And conservationists believe that we need to secure alternative forms of energy so that we don't deplete the primary resources we've got. The world is in search for better forms of energy, for renewable energy, for energy that can automatically renew. Well, isn't it great to know in this Christian life that we've got a renewable energy source? The Bible outlines it in Isaiah 40 and 31, when we discover that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and then we discover in Romans 12 and 2 that we should not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we do have renewable energy. We've got the ability to have to draw upon a power deep on the inside of us, that power of the Holy Spirit of God, to do and to accomplish more than we could ever imagine. There are three key types of energy that we can deploy in this Christian life. All of them obviously come from the Holy Spirit of God, but there are three key types of energy that emanate from that power. One is committed energy. This is simply the energy of the will. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is what pushes us to do when we don't feel like doing. This is what makes the athlete go to the gym when he doesn't feel like going to the gym. It's what makes that person who works the 9-to-5 job consistently go day in, day out, Monday through Friday for 10, 20, 30, even 40 years without showing up late or calling in sick. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's a desire on the inside to do the things that we know are right. Yes, my friends and neighbors, remember the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 4 and 2 that we should preach the word, whether it's convenient and whether it's not. Then we discover in Galatians 6 and 9 that we should not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we don't faint. Then in Philippians chapter 2, we discover that God works in us both to will and to do his good pleasure. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is a committed energy, an energy that's aligned to our purpose, an energy that's aligned to God's plan for our lives, an energy that's aligned with a perspective where the big picture causes me to keep on pushing. Yes, my friends and neighbors, how hard are you pushing? Do you have Bible study on your calendar, prayer on your agenda? Is it a priority, my friends and neighbors, for you to spend some time alone with the Father and make sure that you're using that committed energy? Jesus did it in Mark 1 and 35. The Bible says he rose up a great while before the day, went to a solitary place, and there he prayed. Well, it's not just that committed energy, my friend. There's also a creative energy. Did you realize that you've got gifts that nobody else has? You've got talents that other people wish they had. You've got things that you know how to do that other people have never even tried. These are talents that are aligned to your passion that should be made a priority. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are encouraging 1 Timothy 4 and 14 to not neglect the gift that is within us. Then we're also encouraged and reminded in Ephesians 4 and 8 that God, who led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. What gifts do you have, my friends and neighbors? Are you making that gift a priority? Are you practicing and getting better and better at your craft? I can appreciate the person who bakes every day, because if you bake enough cakes, one day you can call yourself a baker. If you fix enough cars, one day you can call yourself a mechanic. If you do enough hair and nails, you may be able to call yourself a beautician or a cosmetologist. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it is the practice and exercise of our gifts that gives us even more energy. Think of how the baker feels when someone compliments her on her cake. Think about how the chef feels when someone compliments him on his meal. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God created us to do some very specific things, and if we can stir up those gifts that have been placed on the inside of us that we we discover in 2 Timothy 1 and 6, we can then discover a level of creative energy. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to create every day. Whatever you've been given that you can do as well as anyone else or better, do it with all your might. The poet, I say write poetry. To the singer, I say sing songs. To the person who can do that's great outside with their hands, create and develop the craftsmanship that you were designed to create. That final one, my friends and neighbors, reminds us of the collaborative energy. That's energy that comes from our peers, our partners, and from the pure power of God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, remember the Bible says in Ecclesiastes that two are better than one. Yes, my friends, and that iron sharpens iron in Proverbs 27 and 17. Who do you have that's pushing you? Who do you have that's holding you accountable, that's aware of your goals, that's aligned with your strategies? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to have an accountability partner. The Bible says that Jesus called the disciples out two by two in Mark 6 and 7. He sent them forth that way. And yes, my friends and neighbors, if you can't call on any other, know that Jesus did leave us a comforter in the form of the Holy Spirit that partners with us, that helps us, that encourages us, that guides us and directs us. Yes, my friends, we can utilize a collaborative energy. You see, good things come from people who collaborate. Do you have a collaborative partner? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to evaluate the relationships that you have and then work to become that a collaborative energy for somebody else. And then you'll discover that it comes all the way back around and you'll be pushed by someone and challenged by someone and encouraged by someone that helps you go further than you ever imagined. My friends, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today until we talk again on tomorrow. God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.